We will move on to 15, our camping unit and revenue reports with Director Van Meteren.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Rowling, Jeff Van Meteren, Parks and Recreation Director, Game Fish and Parks. Yeah, looking forward to sharing this report with you. We had a great month of August in terms of our camping numbers. I will caution you, though, a lot of times our reports depend on which weekends fall in. We had 5 weekends in the month of August, so that kind of always helps the numbers, too. If you turn to tab number 15 in your report, you will see overall we had an 8% increase in our camping units for the month of August over last year. Just a side note, Labor Day weekend this year was the second best Labor Day we've ever had on record. So we're really excited about that. We only had about 106 open campsites throughout the entire state park system of nearly 4,400 campsites. So that's pretty incredible. There was a time a couple decades ago where we didn't fill up on Labor Day weekend. So it's really cool to see that. Our fall camping, as we look forward to it, is really become something of its own, where in the past it just didn't exist. People wrapped it up after Labor Day and put their stuff away. But fall is a great opportunity for us to get more users in our park system. I'm going to point out a couple things on that report, on the August camping report. You'll notice, first off, Palisades State Park, just like we hoped, like we predicted, is up 78%. That's because of those new campsites we put in there. That's fun. We want to see that number continue to grow. We'd like to eventually see that number almost triple what it has been in the past. And then another area that I really want to highlight is District 12, which is our East Whitlocks, Indian Creek, Lake Hiddenwood, Swan Creek, West Pollock, West Whitlock parks. These are parks on the upper Oahe, and there's a lot of big numbers on there. And that's really good to see. These are fishing parks, I mean, for the most part. And our fishing on Upper Lake Oahe has been really good this year. And it's really neat to see that those parks, the users responded to that, and they're using those parks for fishing. So really happy about that. Again, up 8% overall. Excited about that as well. Looking at the year-to-date report, for the most part, great news. We're up 1% overall. When you look at all the camping units year to date, again, I want to point out a few things to you. Some of the negative numbers, I would almost all say, are due to flooding or storm situations, significant storm situations we had at those parks. Places like Lake Ponset, Lake Herman, where, you know, we talked to you about that a couple months ago, where, you know, portion of the park was flooded. Lake Thompson, Big Sioux Recreation Area, Lake Vermilion, parks where we had to shut them down for a period of time because of the flooding. I think those numbers would be positive had that not happened, but that's something we have to deal with every year, just like those of you who have farms and have flooded acres there. Again, Palisades, really need to see that up 34% from last year. Hopefully that continues to grow. That's our hope, is those trees grow in that area and the campground just gets nicer and nicer. There's always some anomalies. You look at a park like North Point, up 6%. That's awesome. Well, that was because the bridge was out last year to get there and it was down. On the other hand, Randall Creek is down 8%. That's because everybody went to Randall Creek last year because the bridge was out at North Point. So you always have those little anomalies and things like that. But overall, again, those parks on Upper Oahe in Districts 11 and 12, pretty phenomenal numbers, and that is due to that fishing. One area, though, that you'll notice that kind of jumps out on the page is Bear Butte. We're down significantly there. I went back and looked at 21 and 22, and we're right in line with those years with this year. I think it was last year we had a construction company in there that utilized that park for several months and just kind of filled it up. And again, another little anomaly that happens and things you take advantage of, but kind of goof your numbers up at times. So, yeah, pretty excited about that. Looking at the revenue report, if we start with the month of August, again, our park entrance license sales, especially with the annual doubles, remain strong. Really no increase there, but no decrease either. Our daily license sales, up 18%. That just continues to amaze me. That's really good news. I contribute that to both the weather, but also our marketing. We've put a full court press on marketing this year, trying to get people out, take advantage of those days, opportunities that we have, things like the Realmen Memories Program and all the programming we do in our parks. I'm gonna have Regional Supervisor Matt Snyder step up here in a little bit and talk about some of his areas and the rally and that kind of stuff. So I won't steal his thunder, but camping services, we're up 6% for the month of August, which is great. Excited about that. When you look at the year-to-date numbers down below, again, very strong in the entrance license sales. We're up 5% overall. Again, attribute that to good weather and marketing of our day use opportunities. The camping services were right at zero. We're basically right at the same pace we were last year. We're happy about that. We came off the COVID years, and it's good to see us kind of turning the ship around there. We've got a lot of capacity this fall, so we're going to really market our camping this fall and try to make some gains on that. Overall, we're up 3%, so that's good news for us. With that, I would open it up to any questions, and then like I said, I'm going to ask Superintendent Matt Snyder to come up here and speak a little bit about the hills.
Questions, comments? The one thing I will notice when you talk about marketing, I appreciated turning the TV on and hearing our Mr. Chris Hull's voice sharing with us all of the opening camping spots across the state. That was innovative.
605.
That was good.
All right, I'll let Matt Snyder take it over from here.
Matt Snyder again, West River Season Regional Supervisor for Parks and Trails. So we had a great year out here in the West this year, and basically a little bit. The region goes from North Dakota to Nebraska to Wyoming to Wall places. So, but all the parks in between. So like Jeff mentioned, at Bear Butte was the only park this year that was a little bit slower. And we contributed to, it was a hot summer. We didn't have any runoff this spring, so the lake never filled up. And it's a little lake, but it's very popular. And when you can't get to the lake, why go? And we have 15 sites at Bear Butte. They're primitive sites, vault toilets, no electricity. So there's other places to go when it gets hot to run your air conditioner and want to recreate. So we think it's a cyclical, it's going to rebound, the lake will come back up, and people will come back out. So it's just one of those fluke things that happens. So when we moved north to Rocky Point, up at Belfouche Reservoir, they were up 5% this year and contribute a lot of that to the good fishing. The reservoir last fall went into the season full, and we started the season full, and it's basically held its own all summer. It's an irrigation reservoir, so it does drop, but we have access to that lake, you know, year-round, basically, with low water ramps, and people have been just, it's been great, you know. Last year, they had a lot of rain days and hailstorms and thunderstorms and that kept people away. This year, it's been drier, which has been good from that standpoint. People have come back and been camping. So it's been a good year at Rocky Point. Keep moving further north up to Shade Hill, up at Lemon. They had a 3% increase this year. Fishing there has been great all summer as well. The water levels have remained stable. Last fall, the reservoir started filling back up for them as well. And they stayed stable all summer, so it's been great. One thing the district super up there mentioned is he said, man, we have a core group of users that continually camp with us, but we're also seeing new users that are finding Shade Hill and experiencing that. And what you're going to see in my report is I think some of those new users are coming from the south because Angostura's had such a poor year of fishing that I think a lot of those users looking for the fish have gone further north. And pulling some of that use, and people are experiencing Shade Hill for the first time, which is a great thing. So when we moved down to Angostura, they were flat this year with camping. Fishing's been slow all summer. They have a tremendous shad population. It usually dies off over the winter. This year, the shad never died. We had a mild winter, and so there's a lot for the fish to be feeding on. So I'm thinking if we have a normal winter this year, those shad die, we're going to have some nice walleye next spring, and people are going to be coming out. The other thing that went on is there's been an annual tournament that's been going on there every year. They called it the Ironman in April. Well, the producer of that tournament is no longer doing it. So that really impacted those spring numbers, where you might have had 170 campers come in April for a weekend and camp for this tournament that weren't there this year. And then with the slow fishing throughout the whole season, it stayed that way. So I'm happy to see us remain flat with camping. That means that other people filled in those gaps and looking for a good year next year. So there again, it's just some cyclical use that goes on like that. But what's interesting is you jump across to the west side of the river, or the west side of the reservoir, Shep's Canyon Recreation Area over there. It's a smaller campground, less congested. And a year ago, we basically took a primitive area where people just kind of squatted and created more actual camping sites. We basically put gravel down, gave them a fire ring, gave them a picnic shelter, things like that. And we're seeing that area become popular. And that's why I think they had a 1% increase this year, is people have found that area. They like it. They like the solitude over there and to be able to get away from everybody else. So we continue to see that use increase over there and become more and more popular. When we look at Custer State Park, we're up 1% increase in our camping this year. Visitation has been strong all season. Even through August, we've seen good numbers. Lydia just shared with me that we're up 20,000 in visitation for this August compared to last August. For us, we've had good weather. It's brought people out. But our true growth anymore is the shoulder season. If we have a good spring, if we have a good fall, that's when you're going to see growth, because otherwise we're full all summer long. And it was the same thing this summer. Looking at rally, when we consider the motorcycle rally this year, it was the 84th Sturgis Rally. Overall attendance reported across the Black Hills was down. Custer State Park rally numbers were up 2%. It's a little different than what got reported in the book, because we didn't have our kiosk numbers up to date by the time that got printed. So we're actually up 2%, not 1% that's reported in the commission booklet for revenue. But what we contribute that to is not so much there's that many more bikers in the park or in the area this year. It was that last year when rally started on Friday, Saturday, it was a torrential downpour. We had $10,000 days, where this year we had $60,000, $70,000 days in bike band sales. So that's the main difference. But we got to Wednesday, we seen a drastic just drop, and it dropped hard. Where when staff told me we're up 2%, I thought they were kidding me at first, because I was expecting the rally was going to be down this year, like everybody was predicting. But I think just the good weather at the beginning of the rally brought people into the park that maybe were out here last year but didn't have the opportunity. So we benefited from the great weather, but like I said, it died hard. But at the end of the day, we were still up over last year. And then next year being the 85th, it should be way up. I mean, we should have good numbers next year, so that'll be good to see. Looking ahead to Roundup and Arts Festival, taking place on September 26th through the 28th, things are coming together. We already have over 170 vendors. That's up 20 from last year, and I think people are still calling in to get vendor spots at the Arts Festival. We have 9 balloons. Typically, we work with a local association out of Hot Springs that bring up their balloons to do like a night lighting. They put up their envelope and then they light them up. We average anywhere from 5 to 6. This year, we have 9 scheduled already to come up and do it. So that's on Friday evening, and that's becoming very popular. We typically have kept the music longer. Josh with this food and the concessionaires stay open a little bit longer to accommodate those people that are coming in for that experience. So overall, the park's doing well. You know, I think you might have heard a week or so ago, we had a small fire, 14 acres. Crews got on it right away. Helicopter, air support got on it right away. And just our local wildland fire crew and our Custer State Park crew that's part of the fire guard just was there instantly and got a line around it. And tough terrain, but it didn't amount to much, which is a good thing. So that was great to see. And then lastly, Mickelson Trail. is up 5% in revenue this year. And we have barometers, basically, trail counters at different locations, and that just shows trends. It really doesn't show us how many people are actually there because they can get on at so many different locations. But we're seeing a diverse age group of people riding. A lot of families this year I ran into. I ride the trail quite a bit, as much as I can, and it's just been, it's been great to see it, you know. And something you're going to hear more of that we're doing is our study on the whole e-bikes and that. Quite honestly, all the time that I spend on the Mickelson, I do see a lot of e-bikes, but I'm biased. The problems people are thinking they're having, I'm not experiencing it. I'm not seeing people going excessively fast. I was riding Sunday with my daughter, and we actually passed a group of e-bikes, and she thought that was pretty fun, you know. But I mean, and we weren't going excessively fast, but it was just the way we ride. So, and we were coming down from Crazy Horse, and I mean, they weren't flying down the hill because they were ahead of us on that, that decline there. It was actually the flats where we caught them, but it was just a family out having a good time, you know. And so a lot of people come out, run a bike, and just experience the trail that maybe wouldn't be able to experience the trail. And then your typical riders that are out there is a lot of your more mature folks that without an e-bike probably wouldn't be on the trail. So I think there's a place for them, but we'll see what the survey, you know, tells us at the end of the day, and we'll be back this fall to discuss that more. So I'll stand by for any questions.
Any questions for Matt or Director Van Meter? Commissioner Wayne.
I have a comment. Sometimes you receive complaints. In this particular case, you have all kinds of compliments from the people we visit with on a daily basis. We associate with a lot of campers. People that both tent camp and motorhome, whatever the size, they compliment the staff, the hosts, and not only that, but the Game Fish and Parks people that associate with the fish cleaning stations. Whatever the case is, everything is first class all the way. They say, so keep up what you're doing. The people notice it. That's why you keep raising the number. Thank you.
Thank you.
Additional questions or comments? Seeing none. Good report. Thank you.
Thank you.